scale out of 10, you would have to put it down at around 9.5, which is absolutely fantastic. One of the first things I said this morning when we sat down to meet, as we currently are, to look at what was good, what was bad, and try and, you know, work out those sort of things. If we sat there and looked at the things that we classed as a negative, there is simple little things that can be fixed the next time that hopefully we'll get that. And all indications are the success of this event, record ticket sales for any rally in Australia that's been conducted so far, the weather the way it was, even comment from community with respect to the rain on Friday. It wasn't heavy rain, but it was enough rain during the day and on Thursday night to make the super special stage just that a little bit more tricky, that everybody got a bit of everything.
How did Coffs Harbour come to be in contention for the rally in the first place?
Council's role, in a general sense of the word, is to always be on the lookout for events. Now, tourism is one of our, if not major, industry for the North Coast, in particular the Coffs Coast. And through our Economic Development Unit and through our tourism section, we're always on the lookout for events, because Council's role is to try and secure events that can come to the area, come to Coffs Harbour. We don't actually conduct the events ourselves, but the economic impact from those events is what keeps driving your tourism industry, hence dollars going back into your local community through employees, wages, and all of those other benefits that come with it, plus the exposure. Now, when you talk about exposure, look what the Coffs Coast has been exposed to over the past 5 days, especially yesterday on one of the television networks worldwide. You know, we're looking at 53 million on previous experience known viewers. These aren't the populations of those countries. These are the known viewers that switch onto it through ratings in 186 countries.
So it's great for the tourism dollar. I guess people might be asking, though, well, how much have I had to pay as a ratepayer in Coffs Harbour?
Oh, look, the expenditure by council, take it from me, is very minimal. That is commercial in confidence between Rally Australia, Events New South Wales, which is the government arm, and they are the main financier of the event, not only this event in New South Wales, but a lot of major events that you do get. And look, if the government did not support this through Events New South Wales, the event would not happen.
There were concerns from environmentalists about a number of impacts that the rally was going to have. One element of that being the impact on the shearwater colony. How do you think that aspect has been managed?
Very well. I was alerted approximately around about 10, 11 days ago that there was a matter going before the upper house last Tuesday from the New South Wales Greens, who had concerns and were after basically an injunction to stop the event from going ahead at the foreshores at Coffs Harbour. When the questions that they had put forward were answered with the facts, the questions they were asking didn't actually stack up, because when it came to the fact of the shear waters, or as most know, the mutton birds, you know, that they would be flying into lighting structures because they'd be dysentoria and disorientated and all those sort of things, weren't actually right, because the department that signs off for Rally Australia on those issues of environmental is the National Parks and Wildlife Service, who is responsible for it. And they signed off saying that all of the things that they required to be in place were in place, and they're quite happy with it. So there's the peak body that looks after our flora and fauna saying that everything that's being done is being done, and we're quite happy with it. So there's those concerns answered.
What's the likelihood of the rally being held in Coffs Harbour again?
Well, the beneficiaries are the Coffs Coast. When we talk about the southern part of the Clarence Valley, Coffs Harbour, Ballingen and Nambucca local government areas, look, if I had a couple of bob, I'd be putting it on the nose instead of going each way for 2013. The event itself, the event organisers, the competitors, the teams, and we're talking, you know, the big teams, the Fords, the Citrons, they were just absolutely tickle pink. And what we're doing this morning is going through those little teething things, which we know they were there. We didn't like, nor did the people that had to go through it, the wait of 30 to 45 minutes to be able to cross over the racetrack between stages, between the classics and then than the cars themselves coming in, the world rally drivers, because it meant you couldn't get from one side to the other. So the simple way over that, as we see all the time on the televisions, pedestrian bridges, overpasses in either direction, which means there's no impediment to the flow of people. They're the sort of things that we're now talking about. We're talking about, you know, how do we get, can we lessen down the effect of the road closures? Like, people come out and be critical of council, saying you did this, you did that. But again, saying that council's role is to bring an event in and then the event organisers bring it in. Road closures, we're all a part of RTA, police, and the event organisers getting together 6, 9, 12 months before and working out based on numbers of people, because you've got to take people's safety into consideration. But we believe there's a better way that we can actually manage where the service park was, where the world media and local media venue was at the racecourse, and the event itself at the Jetty Foreshores. We believe there's a possibility we might be able to get all three together to make it a carnival-type event where people can actually go to it, and everything's in the one spot. So, yeah, look, we're really looking forward to 2013. Yes, it's got to be signed off on and say, yes, you do have it, but all the indicators are there, the lights are green, and we're ready to go to start planning the next one.